Good morning. Today's No Sweat News is here for you now.
And Kanye West is featured on this
one.
This should be interesting.
Let me start in Indianapolis, though.
Okay.
And see what you think of this.
Let's build this up here.
Amanda Burnett from Indianapolis went on a date with a guy earlier this month, and afterwards she ghosted him. Didn't return a text, didn't return a phone call, didn't return any social media thing, nothing.
Right.
So what happens? He sends her a bill for her end.
Good boy.
He said he charged her $10 for the cocktail, $10 for the beer, $14.50 for the pulled pork tacos that she put on his tab.
Holy cow.
Plus 56 cents for tax, 47 cents for shipping and handling, and $1.99 processing fee.
I love this man. Give that man a cigar.
So she was like all up about it, thinking, how dare you send me a bill? And he posted on her Facebook and her Twitter and so forth.
Holy cow.
And all the girls are like, well, you can't send her a bill for that. And the vast majority of men are like, that's right. I mean, at least have the common decency
to say no.
Say I'm not interested.
Right. Wow, ghosted him, man.
$1.99 processing fee.
Now, here's the $1 million question. Is she going to pay it? Can you really bring that to court?
Am I going to send her? I mean, what are we talking about? $40 here? I'm not going to go to court over $40. I do like the point of, listen, have
sending
some common decency.
Wow. That's amazing. Good for you, pal.
Dateline the IRS during tax day yesterday.
Ruh-roh.
The internet, the IRS, the Revenue Service, while people were scrambling to pay their taxes yesterday, the online payment section of the IRS's website crashed. So people could not make their payments before the deadline at midnight. And at first, the IRS was like, oh, well, sorry, you should have done it. You had time. You knew the day was coming. Should have paid.
Nothing like waiting to the last minute, huh?
But eventually, the IRS walked that back, and they extended the tax deadline to midnight tonight.
Our website crashed. Yeah. Wow.
Nice job.
That's awesome.
And finally, Dateline the Internet and Kanye West, King Douchebag, is front and center.
Oh, yeah. He is the head that wears the crown.
Uh-huh. Kanye West posted a picture the other day of a new tattoo. It was a neck tattoo that he was really proud of, apparently because the design was really hip and very cool.
Neck tattoo.
It's a neck tat that said Saint West. Like, you know, he's a saint or something, you know. And the design of the writing was pretty cool in kind of a Asian dragon splatter paint kind of way. And he said it was a new neck tat that his friend had designed especially for him. Only one problem, Kanye. The style of that writing that you thought was so cool is actually a font that you can download off the internet for free.
I wish he put it on his forehead.
Yeah.
Jackass.
It's a font called Art Dystopia. It's free.
I really do, man. I despise that guy.
Isn't that great?
Right, neck tattoo that doesn't even make sense of what he was trying to put in forward there. Good boy.
I'm not sure what that English said. Was that English? That's today's No Sweat News. Friday's quiz is for free tickets to see Lewis Black as he brings his stand-up show to the Count Basie Theater in September.